This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia is pummeling Ukraine with new missile strikes and shelling. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Firefighters work to dampen fires in Podyn, a neighborhood just north of downtown Kyiv, after deadly shelling. Emergency services say at least one person has been killed and several injured. Russian forces are pressing their assault on Ukrainian cities, striking as well as the outskirts of the capital, the western city of Lviv, as world leaders push for a probe of the Kremlin's repeated attacks on civilian targets. Rescue workers are still searching for survivors in the ruins of a theater that was serving as a shelter in the besieged southern city of Mariupol. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And now a second American's been killed in Ukraine. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
The death of Jimmy Hill of Idaho was reported by his sister on Facebook. She says he was in Chernihiv, waiting in a bread line with others when they were gunned down by Russian military forces, an attack that killed about 10 people. A week before his death, American journalist and filmmaker Brent Renaud was killed in the city of Irpin. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This morning, President Biden speaks with China's leader Xi Jinping. The White House has been warning Beijing that giving Russia any help in its war in Ukraine will trigger severe consequences. That pickup truck that smashed head-on into a van in West Texas, killing 9 people, was being driven by a 13-year-old, says the NTSB. It blew a tire before the crash. The teenager was among those killed. A 12-year-old was arrested in Riverside, California, after a handgun he was showing off fired into a table at a middle school, say authorities. Nobody hurt. This is AP News. Oh, no. No go.
A change in plans for a comedian who is already flying pretty high these days. He was a go, but now Pete Davidson is a no-go for that trip to space that he was supposed to take next week. The Saturday Night Live star and new boyfriend for Kim Kardashian has decided now to bail on that flight, which had to be rescheduled from next week to March 29th. Apparently, that is a conflict for Davidson, who is now bailing on the makeup date. The last-minute change comes just days after it was announced that Davidson would be one of 6 passengers aboard the next Blue Origin flight. The company run by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says it will name a replacement for Davidson soon. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Cigarette smoking in the U.S. dropped to a new all-time low in the first year of the COVID pandemic, 2020. Only 1 in 8 adults said they were smoking. That from the CDC. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.